Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
So welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and I will be your host, along with Peggy, who is our shrink, and Trish, Renee, and Matt, who are all part of our Shrink and Wrap family. Welcome, everybody. Good to see you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. And thank you to all you listeners out there. We are a work in progress. Our purpose is to offer opinions or suggestions in everyday living. We want to be your friend because no one should be alone. Everybody matters. So if you would like to join in our conversation, please call us here at the Tan Talk Radio. Our number is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. And call us about any topic. It doesn't have to be about what we're talking about today. But again, we're a friend to you, and we want to hear from you. So, Matt, before we get started, you know I'm always anxious. I get a little nervous here. So I'd like to play a song that's a little tied into our topic, but there was a couple of them, so I thought I'm going to squeeze this one in. It's by Blue October, and it's called Moving On. I need a little energy.
You always said that I would never find a better one. Well, look at me, I did that. Well, come on now. Well, come on now. You always said that I would end up alone. Well, look at me, I'm on top of the world. You were wrong now. You were wrong now. You like it better when I'm falling apart. It's easier for you to go and break my heart. Come on now. Yeah.
So in that song, that's Blue October. What a great group. If they ever come in town, you should really go see him. A lot of energy, and he's got some great depth in his song. So if you're thinking about moving on somewhere in life, that's a very motivational song. And one of the phrases that I like in it is, my life is mine to live. So Peggy, welcome back.
Yo, thank you for the welcome. Glad to be here.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever heard of the term ghosting?
I didn't ghost.
Have you heard that term?
I know you did.
I'm teasing you.
I've been traveling. I just came back from Croatia, which I was not excited about going, but it exceeded my expectations totally. Yeah.
And what did you do over there?
I was on a yacht. Yeah. I love to say that.
Oh,
a yacht.
Life, right?
And, Miss Fancy Pants over here.
Yeah. Fancy Pants.
Oh, listen.
So I travel with a group of girls, and every year we go somewhere different. This year it was Croatia. I thought we're going to the beach in Clearwater, but no, we go to Croatia. Yeah. And we went to 5 different islands, and it's pretty amazing. I got to tell you, Tracy.
That is
pretty amazing.
That's incredible. You've been to quite a few places.
Yeah, it's a lot this year. Yep.
Well, we definitely missed her. Trish was over here guiding me.
She's
a good
great
job.
Right.
And so thank you for being here, for all your support and everything.
Of course. It's always fun.
Mm-hmm. So, Peggy, while you were gone, we were talking a little bit about coping skills and how to cope and what to do while you're going through tough times. So we had a couple of guests on, and we had one... an artist that came on board, her name's Ro, and she was talking about the butterflies, and she draws all these beautiful butterflies, and how it basically was a message of change is good sometimes, and without change, there would not be butterflies. So sometimes we don't like the changes, but she was one of our guests on. We had Barb Teague, who was here, that talked about fitness, that when you're going through tough times and you're trying to cope, how to get out and to live a healthy lifestyle and just do something. I don't care how old you are, what your body type is, or if you've never done it, your experience of it, get out, even if it's walking 10 minutes. But we're going to start living a healthy lifestyle here, and I think it does not have to be New Year's Eve. We can start. We're going to start today on the Shrink and Wrap Show. You guys with
me
on that?
The resolution should be today.
Yeah, it is going to be today, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Peggy, you know, we were just talking about that song, Moving On, and one of those tough topics sometimes when we're coping, it could be the topic of divorce. So, again, we do not encourage divorce here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. Please know that. We encourage you to exhaust all possibilities to making your relationship work. However, when you've exhausted all possibilities, we're just trying to guide you to do it gracefully and as peacefully. And number one, always think about your children in those circumstances. And that's all we're here to do. But we really hope that you just gracefully get through those times if you're going through them. So, Peggy, let's talk about, there's four types of, well, first of all, no. I forgot, Lady Gaga. I had a little tune, I think, from Lady Gaga coming.
What do you mean coming? It's right here. Hold on.
There you go.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a dry way, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the world seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away.
So I wonder if she had one reason to stay. What do you think about that song?
I think it's hard to let go. Nobody wants to, but when you find there's no reason to stay, you got to turn into that butterfly.
Yeah.
Make the change.
Yeah, that's really tough.
Good metaphor
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was.
Thank you.
Were you an A student? I was a C student. Were you an A student? Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know, as long as you've exhausted your possibilities, that's what you're trying to get across, Tracy. Yes.
That's right. And she just wanted one reason to stay. And that was about all the men. It wasn't about a breakup, by the way. Mm-hmm. It was she was talking in conversation. There's a million reasons. And it was to everybody in her life. And it was a sisterhood type song. But so, Peggy, that leads into there are four types of divorce, and you're going to share the information with our with all our listeners, and it's more informative.
Yeah.
But before we do that, let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Tracy. You know, as you said earlier, you want to exhaust all your possibilities, but divorce is an option when it's not healthy and it's toxic. And so we try to look at other options. And with divorce, a lot of people are not aware of the options, or as you say, the types of divorce available. So what I'd like to do, there's four of them, and then maybe kind of breeze through what they are and then talk a little bit more about what makes sense to you individually. So let's just start with what's called the simplified dissolution of marriage. That's where two parties agree to, go have a divorce, to separate, and you agree on everything. There are no contested issues. And so you don't need attorneys. You file the paperwork yourself as long as you can, prove, I guess, whatever that means, that the marriage is irretrievably broken. You're divorced.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're in a no-fault state, so I'm going to talk about that in a little bit and what that means in terms of advantages and disadvantages. But simplified dissolution of marriage is just what it is. It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inexpensive. Keep that in mind, because some divorces can be extremely costly. And then the second one is we have what's called the traditional divorce, and I think that's what all of us are familiar with, where it's typically adversarial. You know, couples in the traditional process engage with the courts because they cannot agree on a number of issues. And then they hire attorneys to negotiate these issues on their behalf. And what does that mean? That means education from the attorneys, but it also is very costly. And you're going to land up in court most of the time. And, it's time consuming, it's costly. And if you can possibly avoid this this approach, then it will reduce the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And statistics tell us, you know how I love statistics.
Yes, you do.
Statistics tell us that if you can have a civil, healthy, whatever that means, divorce, then that, and if you have children, that leads to less impact on the children, and it increases your co-parenting. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then the third The third type of divorce we have is called cooperative. Similar, where you would, you know, have your own attorneys, but the attorneys agree, the four of you agree, to work cooperatively and negotiate on each other's behalf. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's effective, but if it is not effective, then you land up litigating and going to court. We don't want to do that. The next one I want to kind of focus on, which is relatively new, it's been in the area, it's been in the world, in the area of the world in about the last 10 or 15 years, it's called collaborative divorce. And what happens in the collaborative divorce process is it's more like a team approach. You know, the intention with a collaborative divorce is to minimize stress, right? The thought is that litigation and court proceedings just add undue stress to the emotionally and financially, you know, challenging process anyway. So, you know, the team, there's a team involved, and the team involves with collaboratively trained attorneys, a collaboratively trained mental health, what we call a neutral, and a collaboratively trained, I'm getting my words.
You're doing good.
Collaboratively trained financial neutral. And this team, they all work together with the couples at the same table, at the same time, with the same goals. And that is to come to an agreement that everyone is, sometimes compromise is necessary, but that everybody is okay with. You never go to court with this process. If by any chance there is this results in not agreement or parties don't agree, then you've signed what's called a participation agreement, where the attorneys that you've hired collaboratively can't go to court for you. So you kind of start all over. So this is a motivator for people who've begun this process to come to an agreement so they can move forward. Mm-hmm. And I'm involved in the mental health part of that, where I've seen it work. Mm-hmm. I've seen parties who have, you know, parents who have just been so angry with each other, they come to the table with all the trained, you know, participants involved, and they're able to resolve agreements, whatever they felt, you know, very strong about, they've able to compromise that. And you know what? It just helps moving on with the kids, with the children. You know, when they it allows you to co-parent. So that's a strategy and approach that I think people need to know about.
Oh yeah, and it's awesome to hear all these for people that are out there going through this.
Peggy, what is that no fault thing you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, Trish, good question. Florida, you know, is a no-fault state, which basically means that either party, you know, can seek a divorce without providing any reason for it, other than the spouses don't want to be married anymore. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
In the old days, you know, well, in New York, I can talk about New York, you have to have specific reasons. It's not a no-fault state, and it's a long process. But, you know, so the advantage of this is both parties, they agree to divorce, they do a simplified dissolution, fine. But let's say your husband wants to divorce and you don't. I don't know anything about your marital life, Trish.
That's not my marital life. Right. But let's say hypothetically. In somebody else's situation.
You're okay, Dean. Don't you worry. You're all right.
Let's say hypothetically, you want to divorce and the other party doesn't.
Okay.
Well, it's going to happen. The divorce is going to happen. You know, the judge just wants to know that the marriage is what we call irretrievably broken. And there doesn't necessarily have to be proven evidence of that. You just have to be able to verbalize it to a judge. And that's kind of sad because, you know, what I see in my practice is, you know, some people go through what we call midlife crisis. I'm quoting that. Those are air quotes, midlife crisis, which means possibly this is could just be a phase of, I don't know, maybe they were flirted with and they got attention that they didn't think they were going to get, and they just go into this little phase that's temporary. And during that time, some people file for divorce, and they can, you know, go through a phase, and it's probably not the best thing to do. So we when it gets emotional like that and the divorces are quick to come, we tell people to, you know, relax a little bit, sit back, see what happens. Don't make any huge decisions right now.
Well, you could always get remarried.
And you can always get remarried.
But you're I do have one question, though, about divorce coming out of New York.
Yeah.
I know you have to cite an actual reason. Your partner being a schmuck isn't one of them, is it?
All right, a schmuck is a New York term, by the way.
Yeah, this guy, I know. I'm a New Yorker myself.
Yeah, I know. And it's a schmuck is a term, and you know you have to define exactly what schmuck means.
Okay.
Matt.
Okay. All right.
So then, my question to that would be: what about adultery? How does that play a part?
Mm-hmm. Another good question, Trish. You know what happens is, affairs are out there and they're going to stay. You know, some parties with some therapy, marital therapy, can get through it and their relationship can get better, and sometimes they can't. But adultery is not a reason for divorce, because why? We're in a no-fault state. Now, and I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not an attorney, but I'm just stating the one way it would contribute to a divorce financially is if one has spent monies, marital monies, on the affair. And then, of course, those are marital monies that need to be portioned out to the party that does not want the divorce, whatever party that is, the man or the woman. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right. But that all goes through an attorney in one of those more difficult type of divorces.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to kind of sit down and resolve yourself with your spouse, but the more that you can do that simplified dissolution, the better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but good question. That's adultery is not...
But to that point, though, let's say... Take argument, me and my girl get married. I have an affair. We have money set aside to pay bills in the house or work on getting a bigger house. I use money that was set aside for that for the woman I'm seeing on the side. That's the marital money you're talking about.
You're a schmuck.
I'm not saying I would ever do that. I was just using that as an example to kind of help clarify for anybody who's having trouble following along here.
In my non-attorney mind, that would be marital monies.
Okay.
Your conjoint monies. Yes, Matt.
All right. Just making sure.
And you're still a schmuck.
I have one more question.
Hang on a second. I'm just stating this for the record. Lauren, if you're listening to this, don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. I'm Facebooking you, darling.
We're definitely not encouraging it, but I do think it's hard to, you know, what do you do when you're in the situation, and how do you find a good attorney, too? You know, there's so many questions.
Yeah, there's so many good ones out there. If you want to go the collaborative way, then there's, you know, websites. If you Google collaborative divorce, and it can that can lead you to credentials on people, their websites, and you can call and, you know, kind of feel it out and interview people and see which, you know, see which attorney will that is a match for you, if you will. Or and if you want collaborative and then cooperative, you need to ask them, do you do collaborative divorces? Are you cooperative? And some attorneys will say, I do nothing but collaborative. And other attorneys might say, no, I don't do collaborative. I just litigate. So whatever you need, it's out there. So I would say Google it, or ask for referrals from friends. People have been divorced, what their experience was like, who they used. You know, and again, money comes into play here. Mm-hmm. I want to just mention that there is, if you are low on funds, and sometimes if, you know, you've been a housewife and taking care of the children, and you may not have money available to you right away, or you're in a category where you don't qualify for credit cards or anything, there's Tampa Bay Legal Services. Tampa Bay Legal Services, if you qualify, and I don't know what the stipulations are in terms of qualifications, but it has to do with how much money, what kind of income is available to you, and you could be represented for free.
Can you repeat that one more time? Because I think there's so many people out there that have their hands tied and they stay in a very toxic relationship because they're like, I don't have anywhere to go.
Or money, right?
Yeah, or, I mean, what if their spouse has the money, they don't have access? Could they still go to this place that you're talking about? Or,
you know, that's a question that I would probably not want to answer because I'm not an attorney. Right. Because that would, if they're married, some of that is marital money and that person could access that money. I don't know how much, though. But it's Tampa Bay Legal Services, Tampa Bay Area Legal Services. Great place. Again, you need to be interviewed and qualify, and you can have representation for, if not sliding scale, minimal fee.
So it's a great starting point if you've exhausted all your possibilities. All right. Again, very, very important. I recommend counseling and everything before you get to that point.
Right.
So any more information about?
Not really. I just want to state that, you know, a lot of people will come to me and they'll say, they'll want to know, you know, what's the grounds for children? I want full-time custody. Mm. He's a schmuck, whatever it is. You know, if you go into it with a litigating mindset, it's probably, and there's a lot of emotions involved, the best thing to do is to take a breath, relax a little bit, try to think clearly, talk to colleagues, talk to friends, get some legal consultations, and make a determination which way you want to go. Do you want to litigate, or do you want to do it collaboratively or cooperatively? Or maybe you're lucky enough being in the position with you and your spouse where you can do a simplified dissolution. So that's just what I want to add. There are options out there, and they always have to be litigated the traditional way.
How would you approach your spouse? I mean, do you just say, what's your recommendation for approaching your spouse when you are at the first step of doing this?
Like approaching your spouse like I want a divorce?
Yeah.
That's a loaded question.
Send them a text.
I actually think it's healthier. You know what I mean? I do.
You know, if there's conflict in a relationship and approach or hit your spouse with this information, it's going to be like a bomb. I think they're going to have an awareness. The discussion needs to happen.
Right. And then you take it from there.
But yeah. I like the texting.
I think that's a good idea, too.
Peggy, I wanted to ask you, too. You said there's Tampa Bay Legal Services if you can't afford an attorney. Is there any place to go for counseling like that if you can't afford it?
Yes, good question. Yeah. The Crisis Center does have counseling on a sliding scale fee or no fee, but the Crisis Center can do that also.
Again, okay, because you think crisis is a crisis. Well, it's suicide, that kind of thing.
No, but having a huge developmental milestone interrupted like a divorce is pretty much a crisis.
It's a crisis.
Right?
Okay.
Do they have that for minors as well, the children? Is there any place that...
Children's groups, same place. And of course, if there's no insurance or lack of funds, Crisis Center would be the place to go. But there's also a lot of, therapists out there that take insurance, providers for a number of different insurances, and treat children to prepare them for divorce, what to expect, and if there are any behavior symptoms that manifest from their parents divorcing, they would treat that too.
I know this is kind of an off, well, do you recommend people getting a credit card, like for the ones that cannot? Should they apply before? Like there is a lot of people that, especially right now in the economy the way it is, should they like apply for a credit card without their spouse knowing so they can, in case they're, have to run and leave or you never know. Yeah, I know that's kind of a silly question,
It's not because you need money.
Yeah. It's not a silly question, but I would kind of want to waive that or defer that to the legal community or someone who could answer that rather than me take a stab at it. I know what I would do, but I don't necessarily want to pass that information on.
Okay. Well, I remember while you were gone, and we missed you, by the way, so much.
Oh,
we did.
I missed you, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Carolina came, and she filled in for your spot. She was wonderful. And do you remember we were talking about the opinions of others and how important that is? But however, I know, you have to be careful what you take in to make sure you take that information. Like, if I were to offer you information about any topic, to know it's different. You know, take it in, but then listen to yourself.
You can get overwhelmed when people are coming at you from all directions with different advice and suggestions and try this, do that, and sometimes you just need to take a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's all good, but their situation or your situation might not be identical to theirs, but I definitely recommend reaching out to your friends and family, but also sit back and listen to yourself. There's a balance to all that.
Yeah, that's feedback. Matter. We like feedback, but it doesn't necessarily direct our decisions.
Yeah, I think it's having a good support is so good. Well, I mean, so Peggy, that's a lot of good information. It's something I never... Have you ever thought about that? It's sad that we have to think about that, but even if you do get a divorce and you've exhausted all possibilities, I hope that the tone of it, like Peggy was just saying, try to make it as peaceful as you can, and
cooperative as you can. Yeah,
as cooperative as you can, and try not to let it take the joy out of your full day. Or your life. So I like this next song, ladies, because it's kind of an acceptance. It sounds like in the story, and listen, please, again, on this show, the lyrics or their songs as therapy. We have Peggy, but when she's in Croatia, I need certain songs to get through life. Or paddleboarding or whatever. So this next song, though, to me, it's by The Script. It's called If You Ever Come Back, and it's the acceptance is in the tone of the song, so just, you know, maybe listen to these songs to for acceptance. So can we hear that, Matt?
If you're standing with your suitcase, but you can't step on the train, everything's the way that you left it, I still haven't slept yet. And if you're covering your face now, but you just can't hide the pain, still setting two plates on the counter, but eating without you. If the truth is you're a liar, when you say that you're okay, I'm sleeping on your side of the bed, going out of my head now. And if you're out there trying to move on, but something pulls you back again, I'm sitting here trying to persuade you like you're in the same room. And I wish you could give me a cold shoulder, and I wish you could still give me a hard time, and I wish I could still wish it was over. But even if wishing is a waste of time, even if I never cross your mind, I'll leave the door on the latch if you ever come back, if you ever come back. There'll be a light in the hall and a key under the mat if you ever come back. There'll be a smile on my face and the kettle on, and it will be just like you were never gone. There'll be a light in the hall and a key under the mat if you ever come back, if you ever come back. If you ever come back, if you ever come back. Cause you're never coming home. But they used to say the world was flat, and how wrong was that now? And by leaving my door open, I'm risking everything I own. There's nothing I can lose in a breaking that you haven't taken.
Like he kind of accepted it, right? Mm-hmm. It was a nice tone. And you guys have any afterthoughts about that song?
It's sad.
It is sad, but you know, and that's the thing. It's not something we expect. But the way I look at it is it was someone that, like the song unwritten at the beginning of the show, it was someone that was in your book of life.
Yes. And I think he said, if you ever come back, it's kind of like, well, yeah, you can get remarried.
That's right. And maybe,
the possibilities are out there.
Always an option.
That's right. That's right. So I think that, but he hadn't accepted. So I really like that song. I like the rhythm of it.
Hey, hang on one sec. Before we get to our next guest who is patiently waiting for us on the phone line, if anybody listening to the show ever wants to wonder what it's like, what the ladies are doing in studio while the songs are playing or while we have commercials, go to the YouTube channel for the station, Tantalk Radio Network.
Oh, no.
You can see in studio, not only for the Shrink and Wrap show, but any of our shows here on the network. So if you ever wonder what the ladies do while the songs are playing or while we're in commercial, you can see it live on YouTube. Because I got to tell you, sitting here watching this while the music's playing, that is entertainment enough in and of itself. So if you think what they talk about is entertaining, you ought to see what they do while the songs are playing.
We're so glad we're entertaining you.
Thanks a lot, Matt. We're here for you, Matt.
Exactly. Not only is it ear candy entertainment, it's eye candy entertainment too.
Oh, I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, we are pretty entertaining.
Well, I'm keeping the entertainment going. She's been waiting a while. Let's get to her. Susie's on the phone.
Okay, Susie, welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you. Excited to be here.
Yes, and thank you. You are our guest today, right? This is our guest, Susie. Making sure I have this
yes.
right. Thank you. Okay, well, Susie, I've got Trish here. A few shows ago, we were talking about how to cope through difficult times, and whether it's a divorce or whether it's the economy taking you down or health issues or whatever. And Trish, we were talking about getting fit. So Trish was a judge at this fitness competition that you were in, and you were the winner, and you couldn't come on the show. And as promised to our listeners out there, you're here. So I'm going to let Trish take over. Congratulations to you. And here's Trish with some questions.
Thank you. Hi, Susie.
So hello.
You were the overall winner of the Tri-Fitness competition this year. What are the categories you competed in for this title? And I want the listeners to know the age range of people there and your age group. I won't ask you your age, but the age group you competed in.
So the range for everyone at the competition, they start as young as 17. And we have up to the age, I believe this year was 68. And
that's incredible.
55. Yep, I'm 55.
And you're 55 and you won overall. That's amazing.
55.
I was so excited. So there's seven events in the Tri-Fitness World Challenge, and those events are a fitness, a bikini, an obstacle course, box jump, shuttle run, bench press, and then a true grit, which is like a mini kind of little obstacle course and weights. But anyway, and in order to win the overall, you have to do all seven events. So, yeah, and it was exciting, and I was happy to win.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So what got you interested in the Tri-Fitness competition, and how many years have you competed?
So this was my 11th year. I think I took a couple of years off. So I probably competed a total of eight. I've been working out off and on ever since I was 17, but I was not an athlete by any means in school or, anything.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed working out, and I just started running 5Ks when I was in my 40s, and I just got interested in that, and I thought, I wonder if there's some type of obstacle course that doesn't involve mud.
She said,
I never got that, why people want to run in mud.
I don't know either.
So I just started Googling and searching, and I found Al Rosen, who, puts on the show, and I just met with him one night, and then after that, I've been involved ever since.
Okay. Well, now I saw, do you have a question, Peggy?
Susie, I have a question. Is the bikini thing necessary? Because those bikini days for me are way over with.
No,
it is not.
Oh,
you do not
thank
have to
God.
But did you hear the age range? Up to 68, and they were in bikinis. I saw them, and they look good.
Well, yeah. But
there's no age limit. We have had older than 70 before. It's just this year, I believe, maybe 68. But you can pick whatever event you want to participate in.
No, well, don't let the shrink fool you, because she's in
a bikini. She has a great
paddleboard. Yeah. Trust me, she's on her bike. She works out. Yeah.
Well, like you, I've been exercising since I was 17. But I saw you guys up on stage, and I can't get my body to look like that. So I want to know, how far in advance do you start training? What's your exercise routine, diet, and most importantly, what do you do when you have a sugar or a chocolate craving?
Very
because
good.
I could not go months without, or maybe even days, without that.
Hours.
Without the sugar.
Yeah.
So I do working out is my hobby. So I do that routinely year round. I typically work out at least 5 days a week. And when it gets 12 weeks from the competition, typically I do, Al would have training at his house on Saturday. So I would do that where we run through the obstacle course and box jumps. And then during the week, I would typically work out at the gym in the mornings, and then typically twice a week, I would also go to F45 to get my cardio, because I do not like just running usually. So
yeah,
that helps with cardio. But that's only 12 weeks out would I do that, that much working out.
Yes,
and, you know, as you get older, it's harder to stay in shape.
So it is. And spot training, I've never been able to accomplish that either.
Right. Yep.
Well, Susie, I want to know for the beginner, you know, people that want to work out or people that do not work out, I'm curious to know your diet and with hydration and with protein. I'm curious to know how many grams of protein do you happen to know is recommended for just a daily basis for women in general or men? I mean, I'm just curious to know.
Well, for me, I know my specific, I'm around 100 grams of protein.
100 grams?
Specifically, yes.
Well, that's a lot, because I thought the average for every day is maybe 30, thought.
I was with you on the 30.
30, but,
yeah.
But she's a fitness competitor. That's why she looks so good.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of protein. And,
wow.
And then it's like I try to do, like during that 12-week, I get to 5 to 6, you know, smaller meals during the day.
Wow.
I cut out alcohol, that
yes.
12 weeks, I cut out alcohol, bread, and then sweets.
Oh, boy.
Which is,
the big
it
three.
Is hard.
Yeah.
The sweets, though, sometimes if I'm craving, though, I'll have a rice cake and some almond butter or peanut
right.
butter. And then the little Atkins. I don't know if you've had the little Atkins turtles or any little, I'll have one of those.
Are those good? We might have to add those to our cabinet.
How do you get all that protein in? What is it that you eat or drink?
A lot of chicken and then protein shakes. Protein shakes.
Yes, you do a powdered, like a powdered, because 100 grams,
yeah.
That's amazing. And that to me is like a very secretive thing to know, you know, because it's hard to build muscle, especially at this age and especially as women.
Yeah.
Because I know for myself. And can I just ask you real quick, and because what I want to encourage our listeners is to all live, and we're going to take a vow here today because I want to have a healthy segment of getting people on the right track. Like, she's at an elite level, right? And congratulations to you. But I want to know, how much water do you intake during this competition? How much did you take?
Water is a problem for me. I'll admit that. I do not like water, so I have to make myself drink like 10 cups of water a day, and it's hard for me. I have to flavor it with lemon juice or something, but I know everyone's like, you should drink a gallon of water. I can't do that. I would say that's the hardest thing for me with the whole competition, probably, is staying hydrated, because if you're doing all those activities, you've got to stay hydrated.
Well, and then you have this heat that's so bad.
Yeah.
You got to almost double up. But, you know, I agree with you, Susie, with the water. Do you guys have a problem drinking a lot of water?
Maybe.
I drink is water.
Well, can I read a little something? I just want to, and Susie, we're going to come right back to you, but on the Shrink and Wrap show, I want everybody to, it doesn't have to be New Year's Eve, I want you to pick 2 days a week. Pick an activity three times a week, 15 minutes a day. I don't care if it's for a walk. I don't care if you're squatting in your chair, dining room chair. But I want you to increase your water. I want to read this real quick to you, and then we'll get back to the interview. This is something that I got from, I told you I took that Tony Robbins seminar.
Mm-hmm,
Part of when you're going through tough times in life, to get a restart on yourself, it's best to start taking care of yourself. But it says right here, water is an essential and, as you know, a major component of all living matter. It is the largest single component of the body. Peggy, how much water do you think is in your brain?
What?
I can tell you how much is a minor drop. Maybe that's why I'm ADD.
That is something I have no idea
about.
All
right, about. Well, see, you're learning here on the Shrink and Wrap show.
Learning.
How about you? Don't look.
I'm not looking. Let me see. I have such so many white and gray matter.
I've heard water on the brain versus water in the brain.
Well, it says, I mean, and this is, of course, something I found on Google. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Susie, this is the thing. Our brains are 76% water. Our lungs are 90% water. Mm-hmm. Our blood is 84% water. Mm-hmm. And blood plasma is 98% water. No healthy diet and exercise plan can succeed without adequate water intake.
Yep.
We have you on here talking about it. We had Barb Teague, who has 25 years. I'm sure Al. And I can tell you TB12, which is where Tom Brady has his training thing. They're all about water and pliability. Mm-hmm. So anyway, every day they say to drink half of the body weight in ounces. Also strive for less 70% of your diet to consist water-rich foods. But I'm glad you came on, because I think water and protein, and for those out there that are looking to jumpstart a new life or new chapter, I want everybody to make a commitment of exercising a little more and drinking more water, including you, Susie. Drink water.
And you know, I felt when I would drink that much, I would feel so much better.
Yeah.
It does. It makes a huge difference. But it's hard.
Yeah, well, when you're very disciplined, but I think it just goes to show. But worst guy, I'm so impressed with her. Like 55, drinking, 100 grams of protein and winning competitions.
And winning this competition.
And wearing a bathing suit.
Looking fantastic in that bathing suit. Yeah. I mean,
thank you. Yeah. But it's a great, I mean, and everybody, has to learn what their body, like you may not be able to do the same things I do, and I might not be able to do what works for you. So everybody has to learn what works for them.
Yeah,
and,
those box jumps kind of scare me, as you get older.
Oh, yeah.
Do you stretch a lot?
I have this year. Yes, I have. And I started going to the Pilates, which helps stretch a lot, because as we get older, you have to, or you'll hurt yourself as well.
Right. Stretching is so important. So hydration, because, correct me if I'm wrong, if your muscle is stiff, it's like beef jerky. And if you're not hydrated, and the older you get, mm-hmm. that's where the injuries start. So
yeah,
hydration and stretching. So, Susie, are you going to compete again?
I think I will do everything. I'm probably not going to do the bikini and the fitness again next year. That's just so much prep, and I enjoy the other stuff. I like it, and I'll continue working out and all, but I may not do that. Fitness was very difficult for me because I have no gymnastic, no background, so that was the hardest thing for me to do. But,
so I don't know if you guys know, there's a whole fitness routine. You choreograph that yourself, or do you have someone help you?
No, Al Rosen's daughter, Jen, did it. She's amazing. Yes, it was Greece, and I loved it. Yeah, she did great.
Well, I tell you what, we hope to hear that you're competing next year, and maybe we can all go. And Trish, if you're judging again, can Peggy and I get like a pass to go?
Sure.
You got some connections with Al and Susie now.
Yeah, and Susie.
Yeah.
Susie,
and you should come try it. It's great. It's fun.
I'll be a number one fan to you, Susie. But I tell you what, congratulations. So impressive. And what I love about this is that, again, you're doing something healthy for yourself, and it's inspiring to others. And especially, age does not matter, and I love that. So congratulations to you, and we hope to have you back on the show another day.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So that was amazing. Wow.
And we're not.
Well, you wear a bikini.
You must be misunderstanding or getting me confused with someone else.
I'll wear it with a glass of wine and some duct tape.
That's right.
So anyhow, so Trish, so nonprofit.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
we got guest number two waiting for you if you're ready for it. Renee's on the phone.
Oh, 1 second.
Right,
now we're going to go to the nonprofit. Renee, we're going to be right there, honey. Yeah,
don't worry. She's on hold and waiting. All just right. Letting you know.
Okay, I have a really fun event here. It's at the Epicurean Hotel, which is in South Tampa, and it's called the Epic Chef Showdown, and it's to benefit Feeding Tampa Bay, which is a nonprofit that provides food to people in need in the Tampa Bay area. So it's a 3-week challenge where some of the top restaurants are in a cooking competition. And one of the really cool things is that one of the children that's currently served at Feeding Tampa Bay will pick a mystery ingredient that the chefs have to use when they create whatever their dish is going to be. And they're judged on three key elements: flavor, creativity, and presentation.
Wow, that's amazing.
So this is fun. It's happening. It's starting Monday, July 10th, and then it's again July 24th and July 31st. So tickets are available for purchase at epicureanhotel.com.
Nice.
And they include a meal. And if you can't get a ticket and go, or don't have time to go, you can tune in from home live at Feeding Tampa Bay's YouTube channel.
I love that. Feeding Tampa Bay is a wonderful organization, and we'll have them back on. And I want to know what the mystery
Well, what
do you think?
What could that be?
I don't know. I'd rather someone else taste it first.
Right.
I wonder if there are parameters to what they can pick.
I love that. We're going to have the lady on from Feeding Tampa Bay on, and Trish, you can interview her in the next upcoming shows.
Okay.
All right, so we got Renee on.
Before we get to Renee, though, I will say this. If you want somebody to be your taste tester for the edible, I will gladly do it. However, I'm setting a guideline at this. If I do it, I'm not going to do it while I'm here, because if I try that, that's not going to make any of this sound good. So I'll go ahead and taste test, but not while we're on the air.
But I want to see it.
We can make sure we can have video of it, just not sitting here in the studio.
Got
that's
it.
All.
That's
but
right.
I will
go ahead
and taste test for you. Now, having said that,
is drum roll please for Renee.
She's here.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Renee.
Hey,
how
Renee.
Are you? Doing good. How are you doing?
Great. How was y'all the 4th of July?
It was nice.
Yes.
Did you guys have
very
a nice 4th
nice.
Of July?
I did. My dog didn't.
I know.
They get freaked
out. We have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Do you have therapy for dogs?
No, there's medication for their anxiety.
That didn't work either.
Right.
I think I need to come into the studio and join in on the fun, because it is not near as fun being remote.
You're coming on the next show.
You're missing out. You got to come in.
You bet.
But we have 3 minutes. What's going on, my friend?
Speaking of foodie and food things that are happening around the Tampa Bay area, I just wanted to tell you, we are kicking butt in bringing in such great chefs and new restaurants. I wanted to mention, and I think it was worth mentioning, a brand new restaurant that just went in on Water Street in Tampa called Predalina's. And it's a Mediterranean seafood inspired cuisine. You guys, it's to die for. It just opened. And the decorations are as delicious as the stinking menu. If you walk in there, you're like, oh my God, this is decadent. But really fun restaurant. And another one that just opened up in St. Pete called Parasol. And it's right at the Benoit Resort. And they just refurbished the whole of. I don't know if you've all been down here. It is spectacular. In the St. Pete area, the Benoit Golf Resort just remodeled, put a brand new rooftop up on the second floor called Predazol. It's more of a Latin cuisine. So I just kept thinking, oh my God, all this food talk, I need to talk about that. And the fitness, Susie, if you're still listening, I'm with you, girl, on those Pilates and that yoga stretches before you work out. At my ripe old age, I need it. So congratulations on that.
Yes. But Renee, can I add a couple of things to your events, too? Because our friend Terry, they have karaoke up at Panini's, and I've been telling her for the past month that we would be talking about that.
Don't remind me of that.
And me either, because I've got Sherry from Joey James, the label, that told me to never sing again.
Yeah.
But Peggy can sing. And actually, Renee, just to let all you listeners know, I hope that your radio station is right here on the Shrink and Wrap Show at Tan Talk Radio, because Renee can sing.
Yeah.
And she's going to come. She can sing. Oh, you can. Don't you?
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have you on the show and sing one day.
And the reason Terry Pepin told, Sherry, Joey Jams told you not to sing is because I think you might be tone deaf.
No, I can't sing. I'll never do it again. I got peer pressured last time.
Well, I will say this much. Now that you're kind of putting me on the spot, Renee, if you're ever here in studio, I will make sure of it that you sing on our airwaves.
She's coming next time. And she's
I'll
singing.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Renee, pick your song.
Yeah. You better start, girl.
I will make better deal with you guys, and I'll bring my daughter, Shannon, who can really...
Shannon's going to be our special featured guest on one of these shows, and
she can sing.
So I can't wait to have her on.
Mm-hmm.
Renee, I feel bad. Real quick, I've got literally 30 seconds. There's a place to go to if you're looking for new outfits in Tampa. Can you tell me the name of that boutique, please?
Yes, Bella Lucia, honey. If you love fun and make yourself feel good after going through maybe some sort of traumatic situation in
your divorce,
life.
A divorce. A divorce.
Yes, always look good during that. Make sure you look really good when you're walking out the day, right?
It's always good to walk into a
store
and pick out the best looking outfit and walk out feeling like a million bucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have a little more. Oh, I'm sorry, Renee. We're going to have a little more from her maybe next show, right?
Yeah, let me give you the web or the Instagram site. It's at, and it's Bella, B-E-L-L-A _ Lucia, L-U-C-I-A.
Okay.
And it's Tampa. So Bella _ Lucia Tampa. And you'll follow me because I'm on the storyboard showing you all the new fashions and latest styles.
And she gives you great ideas for your wardrobe when you need to feel good. Drink your water 3 times a week, 15 minutes of exercise. Go to Renee's website. Renee, do they have a shirt that I could wear to Matchbox 20 this Saturday?
Because
I'm going. I'll bring you one
if you can come with me.
All right. All right, girl. I'm in. I'm going for sure. I don't know, but I need a new shirt. Okay, thank you, Renee. I've got to close it. But thank you. And hopefully you'll be here live at the Shrink a Wrap Show at Tan Talk Radio next week. And I'm going to thank
June
20th. June 20th. Thank you, Peggy. Mm-hmm. Yes, June 20th from 3 to 4, Shrink a Wrap Show at Tan Talk Radio. So thank you, Renee. And thank you. And my closing statement today is pretty much just stay calm and carry on. There is a book out there, and when life gets heavy, this is a great song to listen to. And again, stay on Tan Talk. Stay right here on the radio until you hear the whole song and listen to the lyrics. It's a song by Fun, and it's called Carry On. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time here at the Shrink and Wrap Show.
The sound to silence the cries. We're cutting like knives in a fist fight. And I found you with a bottle of wine, your head in the curtains, and heart like the 4th of July. You swore and said, We are not shining stars. This I know, I never said we are. Though I've never been through hell like that, I've closed enough windows to know you can never look back. If you're lost and alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground, carry on.